You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, history's a history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
That was the realest thing I've ever heard. Like, when you consider him saying that now.
Ryan Poles.
Based on what we heard before.
Walking it back. He seems so confident at times in his tenure as the Bears general manager, and he seems so tail between his legs at other times. And you know what? It's been appropriate sometimes.
Yeah, I have always appreciated his transparency. I'm not roasting the man here. I actually appreciate a lot of what he does and just telling us what he thinks and how. I just get frustrated when whoever's like, oh yeah, just Trace Armstrong, give us all your clients. Or we're so confident about this guy, we're not even going to double check. That's when I'm like, man, you know better. I know you know better.
You're taking me back to when they asked, hey, you guys have the same agent. What's that? And they just kind of looked at each other and froze up on the podium.
Here's your weekend assignment, friends. It's beautiful outside. We've crossed town. I'm giving you homework because I'm a horrible person. Reread Kalen Kaler's article now about Trace Armstrong running the Bears and see if that hits any differently knowing this information. Because that's it here. This is a game changer. When you have information like this coming out about what Caleb Williams had to say, telling the quiet parts out loud, Carl, his dad, saying things like, Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die. Unfortunately, that is a statement that has yet to not be true, unfortunately.
We're going to find out if quarterbacks can flourish in Chicago next season.
How about we start with succeed?
Well, success is, I can't call it success unless they flourish first. They've got to grow their, you know, out of the cocoon like a caterpillar and grow the big, beautiful wings, and then they got to fly somewhere.
What? So we're hoping for caterpillar? Or we're hoping for the chrysalis stage?
We are in the
caterpillar. Is that it? They're in the little cocoon?
We are in the cocoon right now. That is what this Ben Johnson offseason is for Caleb Williams.
This
you were a caterpillar
cocoon.
Last season. You definitely weren't flying last season, but If you put him in the cocoon, maybe he can come out as a butterfly. And it probably won't be week one, by the way. It'll probably be after the bye week.
Would you rather call this season the cocoon? Would that make you feel better? Would it also need Wilford Brimley?
I would say.
Would one of us need to be 55 years old?
Start running oatmeal commercials. Quaker. See, let's go.
That's why the Bears were so bad last year. I mean, Matt Eberflus is only good with bees. He's not good with butterflies. What are we talking about?
Aww.
But, you know, some honey and some oatmeal, brown sugar oatmeal, baby, that's good.
And another thing, the world is running out of bees, and I'm all for Matt Eberflus leaning into the apiary.
As an aside, I'm the guy who likes to eat oatmeal, no butter, no sugar, no anything, just straight oats.
That's wild.
Straight oats, baby.
How much liquid are you putting in the oats? Are a DQ blizzard where you turn it over and then it doesn't move?
It's actual oatmeal with either like some type of milk, oat milk, whatever, or water even.
Is it cannibalism if it's oat milk?
No, it's just more oats. It's just more oat.
This is Friday version of us. I'm sorry.
So that's fine. But here's what we know. We need a different version of Caleb Williams next season. And you know, there's one man who has been tasked to fix it all. His name is Ben Johnson. He is being paid handsomely, I want to remind you, to do that.
Conveniently, he was on with Colin Cowherd yesterday.
What are the chances?
Let's listen.
So all human beings are the same in one aspect. If you're afraid of flying and you're on a plane and the minute turbulence hits, where does your mind go? Back to your fears. So I reported a year ago, Seth Wickersham reported it today, that Caleb was worried about the history of the Bears offense. And so you didn't inherit it. That's not your issue. You don't care about that. But there is a psychology, Ben, that's true. He goes into a 2-week losing streak, and it's turbulence on a plane that he was scared to fly anyway. How do you ensure that when there are bumps in this division and there are bumps for him, that those fears that are now reported of, oh, man, this organization and quarterback, he's had those. That's okay. Some installed by his dad, whatever. How do you ensure during the turbulence of this season, and there will be, your division's too good, there's too many good teams on the schedule, how do you ensure he doesn't lose faith and belief in your system?
Well, you talk about fears, and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one, and one of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's gone on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025. There's no question we're going to face adversity. Both we want to see growth from here to here over the course of the season. It's not going to be linear growth. It's going to be a little bit of ups and downs and stair steps along the way, but we want to see from game one to game 17 that we're getting better as a whole. And that's not just him. That's us as a team as well. So I'm excited. That's what makes coaching fun, is when the hiccups occur, when the adversity strikes, how do we respond to it? That's when you find out who you are as a man.
Okay. So I feel like we got slightly less prepared than usual Ben Johnson answer at beginning, but then we got like Ben Johnson finding his footing. Yeah, the talking points came back.
You liked how he landed the plane.
And like Celine Dion, it was all coming back to him now. And this is, I think, the most critical I've ever been of Ben Johnson since he's been the Bears head coach. But I think it was really about candor and finding the right words to describe the situation.
Remember when I was like, I don't know, is he talking too much? I don't know what's going on. I like what he's saying because nothing's happened yet. Now something has happened.
This is the honeymoon phase.
This might be the end of the honeymoon phase, honestly, because he knew when he went on with Colin Cowherd, which I'm sure was scheduled well in advance of the Seth Wickersham bombshell that dropped as part of this book that's coming out in September.
Kept his word, though. Still came on.
Still came on. Knew he was going to deal with that question. He immediately spun it to the fact that, hey, the Bears haven't done anything at quarterback ever. They've never even had a 4,000-yard passer. He's going to be a 4,000-yard passer this year and for many seasons to come. That's how I took that answer, right? And he talks about adversity And he also talks about it's not linear, which is why the Bears are going to go 7-10, in my opinion. It's going to take ups and downs and back ups and then back downs, adjustments. But
growth isn't linear. He's 100% correct about it. Neither is grieving, by the way.
And I think the important thing is he establishes in that answer, he has been communicating with Caleb Williams.
Yep.
The lines of communication are open, because that's the one thing I can look back on last season and know the lines of communication were not what they should be. And that could be a two-way street. It could be a one-way street.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit in the next segment as well. We wanted to focus on the Colin Cowherd and Ben Johnson discussion here. But the next segment, there have been some big opinions coming out from people we trust in the league, people who have big opinions in the league. So former players will chime in next. We've got Mark Grody at 11 and then Crosstown with Ryan McGuffey, just so you're aware. Let's go back to some more of what we heard with Ben Johnson. This is if he has to help build up Caleb Williams' confidence after last year.
Well, he does know that we believe in him. There's no question about that, but Caleb's deal has never been a confidence issue. He knows he's a high-level player. He's been that way since middle school, high school, college, and it's going to continue to be that way here in the NFL. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to support him, give him some clarity on what our expectations are on and off the field, and help him grow and develop. And so far, we've only had, call it 6 weeks now, the off-season program. It's going really well.
Still cocooned up. That's what I heard.
I think cocoon might be 2025.
Oh, explain that.
No, I'm saying like it's I feel like you're not going to see the finished product of any of this right now. Does that take away my win total? No, but this is not the finished product.
I think he's got to come out of the cocoon in 2025. And it doesn't, what I'm saying, it's not week one or week two, but he's got to come out of the cocoon.
If you take this out of context, it just sounds unhinged. We're like, cocoon is here. The antenna of the butterfly is here.
Listen, it doesn't have to be week one.
Wings are week 12.
It might be week 12, week 13, week 14, but Caleb Williams has to look like a guy who can lead an explosive offense this season.
I got a bone to pick.
Oh, what's the bone?
No, that is a deep level of a butterfly reference there.
Oh, okay. I didn't, that went over my head.
Those who may know, know, but that's going to take a minute. Ah, good. Robbie got it. Okay, so let's go back to more from Ben Johnson and Colin Cowherd. This is where it really gets interesting, because one of the big quotes that we took away from the Wickersham article yesterday was talking about how Caleb didn't even know what type of film to watch. He was watching by himself. There was a feeling of not only what I determined as loneliness when it came to process, but also a lack of understanding what you need to be watching and how. So let's hear Ben Johnson, who this is what he was hired to do, help develop your quarterback and develop the offense.
Well, I think it starts with what we're doing right now in the springtime is establishing the intent of every play call. And that takes time, and it takes a number of reps. But the more time we spend together with myself, with Declan Doyle, our offensive coordinator, with JT Barrett, our quarterback coach, in that room with the quarterbacks, the more it comes to light in why we're calling plays and where that ball should go. And the more the quarterback understands the why, the quicker he is to see the defense and deliver the ball to the primary or the secondary target. So that's what we're working through right now. At the end of the day, though, Caleb was taken as a high draft pick because of that playmaking ability that you're alluding to. And so we don't want to neuter that as well. So there's a fine line of understanding what we're doing and how we're doing it. But at the same time, when things don't go maybe to plan, we're not going to discourage his playmaking ability and his ability to create outside of the pocket as well. So that's going to be a fun balance for us to go through both spring and training camp. I mean, we can't get enough reps right now, really as a team. And so we're looking to maximize those going forward.
I don't know, man, if I'm the head coach, the first thing I hear when I see that quote in this story or if I find out about it is I'm like, yo, you didn't know how to watch film? Well, let's teach you how to watch some film, because that's what you're going to be doing all summer long. You don't get to go outside and enjoy Crosstown today like the rest of everybody else. Somewhere in theirs is you watching game film because you didn't know how previously.
I think there is a fun balance to this, as he called it. I don't know if it's fun. I think it's difficult. It's a difficult balance.
The fun is the journey.
The chemistry of it all and making sure you're pouring enough of this and enough of that and it doesn't explode in your face. I like what Ben Johnson is saying. I'm just curious to see how it's implemented with Caleb and what it shows up as when he's on the field going through training camp, going through the preseason, going at the start of the regular season even. I want to see improvement from Caleb Williams, whether that's being on time, getting rid of the ball quicker, being able to hit targets downfield. There are several things I will be watching based on what happened last year to see if the basic fundamental improvements are there.
Well, and some of this responsibility is on him.
Yeah.
And you see that whenever you saw the failure of the first drives. That's the culmination of your preparation for the week. And how many times, you know, airmail over Keenan Allen's head or something along those lines where it was just not the right read or it wasn't the right play or it wasn't the right execution. A lot of that lies with the quarterback as well, period.
I think that's where we are with this, is understanding that it's going to be a lot of it on Caleb, not on Ben Johnson. As I said yesterday, Ben Johnson knows what he's doing. There's been no evidence that Caleb Williams knows what he's doing at the NFL level.
And ultimate credit to the Bears, because the reason we're talking about Ben Johnson is that they responded. Sometimes it's not about how everything happens for a reason. It is simply about how you respond. And in that, they are doing the right thing. Now, we've said a lot about this. I've really appreciated the text we've gotten about this. Don't be afraid to leave a voicemail on the meatball machine. We have a shorter show today because of the day game with Crosstown, but we still want to get your thoughts. So go to the Odyssey app, leave a voice message. I think it's worth a revisit next week just to hear from you, to hear you guys' voices.
Meatball machine.
Absolutely.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.